two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the Meeting Tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the Marketplace. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
So, before we get into an update, the Marketplace update.
Yeah.
People have started following me on Marketplace, and I know some of them are you, the listener.
Oh, I was like, me? Me, the Rowan?
No, not no. No, you, the tree hugger.
Interesting.
Who's listening to this. Now, I will say, I'm totally fine with people following us. I think that's quite funny that, you know, you're just keeping an eye on what's what's going on there. However, the thing that makes me slightly uncomfortable is that I have actually been just selling things, like yeah, just from my life.
Totally.
So I just sold like a coffee machine, like a Breville coffee machine.
People are like, oh, he's made a big play.
Exactly. I mean, that would have been a big win at $275. However, I owned that. We just upgraded our coffee machine.
Nice. How much did you sell it for?
$275. There's heaps on there.
And they go for a bit more than that, don't they? The Barista Pro or whatever?
This is one of those situations where brand new, they're like $800,
yeah.
But there are a million on there and some of them are being sold for much cheaper.
And I think that's also one of the items that is a fraud item.
Oh, a high fraud. I've noticed now what it is. Like, the fraudsters are clever. You set it at just lower than it should be going for. Not like ridiculously priced. It's just lower to tempt, like to be tempting.
Yeah. You know, it was a big fraud item I came across when we were moving into our new place is the IKEA Island bench.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big fraud item.
Big fraud item.
Yeah, the Breville Barista Express is a big fraud item, I noticed, which I think is why mine sold immediately for $275. But maybe I did underprice it. Because like maybe I was, I don't think I did. I did a bunch of research. There are some normies selling it for cheaper than that.
But also, you know, you got to just think, did I get good use out of it? Am I happy with getting that money?
Perfect. Totally, totally fine. And we've got the Breville Impress Touch.
Ooh.
But
all right, fancy pants.
Well, I didn't buy that on Facebook Marketplace.
Had a good week in the marketplace. You cashed out early.
Yeah, that's right. Honestly, though, it is astounding to me how poorly people use Marketplace. Like, I genuinely think the reason for example, mine sold, even though it was a bit more expensive than some other ones on there, is that I just had a normal description.
Yeah.
Like, just spoke like a human being.
Yeah.
And was quite obviously not a bot, as opposed to selling coffee machine.
No punctuation. No. For some reason, there's a couple more spaces than it need to be between selling and coffee.
Yeah.
Which
is just like the least inviting thing ever.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't want to interact with that person.
Yeah.
Because the interaction is the whole crux of it. It's like, can I be bothered to fucking deal with this cunt?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Is the discount worth it?
Yeah.
And for many people, it's not.
No.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, with that in mind, do we want to get into hard numbers or anything? Or can I kind of tell you about...
Please.
So I've been kind of darting around in my brain with a few different ideas. Am I someone that people don't want to deal with? Or am I being sabotaged?
Oh, what do you mean?
I've developed a conspiracy theory in our week away from each other, where we've been left to our own devices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that somehow, one of the only explanations I can land on is somehow you are taking on a level of gamesmanship that I'm not ready for and sabotaging me because, let me read you a list of the items that I tried to buy.
Okay.
Celestian speakers.
Okay.
A pair of them up in Allambie Heights.
Yeah, okay. Speakers just appear on my feed a bunch. Yeah. I've never pulled the trigger. It's hard to get a read on what a good price for them is.
Yeah. AMW speakers,
mm-hmm.
Good kind of vintage Australian speaker builders.
Yeah.
Bose 301 speakers, a classic of the hi-fi world. A Bialetti electric coffee machine, with the grip head in it. A beautiful
century modern wooden chest, a wicker glass coffee table.
Okay.
The Behringer.
Subscribe now at patreon.com/themeetingtree or click the locked play button on the Meeting Tree Podcast Spotify to follow the journey.